From Washington, this is VOA News. Militants seize Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. Ukraine calls for safe passage for civilians caught in violence. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Iraq's government is calling for parliament to declare a state of emergency after militants from the al-Qaeda affiliate Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant seized control of most of the northern city of Mosul and Nineveh province. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video showed plumes of black smoke billowing into the air Tuesday over the predominantly Sunni northern Iraqi city of Mosul after Islamic militants captured police and army positions, setting fire to vehicles. Militants also seized the airport, government offices, and banks. Gun battles between the militants and the army raged for hours before the Iraqi military finally withdrew to positions north of the city. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Pakistani forces repelled an attack near Karachi's airport Tuesday, less than 48 hours after a brazen Taliban siege in Pakistan's busiest airport that left at least 36 people dead. The deputy general of the airport security force says that at least two gunmen on a motorbike targeted its training academy Tuesday, but fled after security forces retaliated. No one was reported hurt. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attack and warned of further violence. Afghan officials say five U.S. troops killed Monday in southern Afghanistan were fired upon by mistake in a coalition airstrike. The Zabul province police says that coalition forces were completing a security operation when militants ambushed them. An Afghan military commander in Zabul told VOA the combined Afghan and NATO forces called in air support, but it mistakenly fired on them. Afghan army officials say an Afghan soldier was also killed in the incident. The Pentagon is defending the Obama administration's decision not to inform Congress of the deal to free Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl from the Taliban ahead of time. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says there was a very small, fleeting window of opportunity to safely secure Sergeant Bergdahl. Republican House Speaker John Boehner is accusing the administration of making Americans less safe by releasing five high-level Taliban prisoners in exchange for Bergdahl's freedom. Boehner said he has no doubt lives will be lost because of the prisoner transfer. Ukraine's president is calling for humanitarian corridors to be opened in the country's east to allow civilians to escape fighting between Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian separatists. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russia welcomes the move. VOA's Gabe Joslow has details.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko issued a statement Tuesday calling for security forces to provide protective corridors for residents in order to avoid new victims in the areas where counterinsurgency operations are taking place. Ukrainian armed forces have stepped up a so-called anti-terrorist operation in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine, the heart of a pro-Russian separatist uprising. A spokesman for the operation, Vladislav Selesnyov, said they will make arrangements for civilians. He said there is coordination between anti-terror forces and local authorities in order to provide corresponding help to people trying to leave this territory of active operations. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Kyiv.
Israeli lawmakers have elected the country's next president, a conservative lawmaker opposed to the creation of a Palestinian state. Reuven Rivlin, a former Speaker of Parliament, was announced Tuesday as a successor to President Shimon Peres in a ceremonial but influential post. He's called for a confederacy with the Palestinians rather than a separate Palestinian state. Mr. Rivlin, who is 74, is expected to take office next month. He is a member of the Likud Party. The U.S. House of Representatives voted unanimously Tuesday to let American veterans get medical treatment from local private doctors and have the Department of Veteran Affairs pay for it. The VA is reeling from a scandal in which tens of thousands of former military personnel have to wait 3 months or more for a VA hospital appointment. Some vets reportedly died waiting to see a doctor. VA bureaucrats are accused of faking reports to hide the long waiting times. The scandal prompted Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki to resign last month. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.